Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samachei Omud Beis. We're finishing up from Samachei Omud Aleph, Sif Gimel, in Simon Lamed Zayin. Mechaber writes, Katan Hayodea Lishmor Tfilin B'Tahara, Shelo Yishan V'Shelo Yofiach Behem, and the Ramah adds, V'Shelo Likonis Behem Levei Tzakisei, Chayav Oviv Liknos Lo Tfilin L'Chancho. Here we're talking about the obligation for a father to buy a pair of tefillin for his young son who's under the age of bar mitzvah, who knows how to properly protect the tefillin and wear the tefillin. He won't sleep in them, he won't pass gas in them, and the Ramah added that he won't go into the bathroom with them. He's of the age that he's able to do all of these things, so then the father has an obligation to go and purchase for his son a pair of tefillin in order to educate him, to be mechanechim in the mitzvah of tefillin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, Hayodeya, if the child knows, the kodim lechein, before this age where the child might know, ein rashay lo nir tefillin, we don't allow a young child to put on tefillin. The lab chinuchu, don't say for this 10-year-old boy, that it's a chinuch, we don't do this because the overwhelming likelihood is that the young child will not be able to wear the tefillin properly. Sivkot and Tess, we do educate the child that has reached, as we'll see, close to, if not the age of bar mitzvah, b'mitzvah sanachosim, we teach him to go and wear the tefillin properly. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein l'lamdo hadidim anitzroch mazeh. It's not just to put him on, but to teach him the proper way to put him on, all the proper hashkafos, dealing with how you should wear the tefillin, not only the location and the place, but the importance of keeping a clear mind, the keeping a clean body, and not to lose sight of the tefillin, etc., etc. All of the dinim that we've been learning for the last few weeks, that's part of the education, the responsibility of the father to teach his young son. Dirshu footnote 11 points out from the Shelus Uchuvah Stofenas Paneach that when the father is teaching the child to put on tefillin, he should be there with him and make the bracha with him, otherwise the child is invariably going to do it wrong. Furthermore, he brings down from the Shelus Uchuvah Evan Shasiyah and the Zera MS, we don't have to be concerned with the young katan making the bracha incorrectly, and once you've taught him right, he can put him on even if the father's not there, because he will probably know how to do it properly. At what age do we really do this? So the Ramah qualifies this statement of the Mechaber, and he says, Hagah v'yesh omim d'hai katan, that katan that we're talking about, davka shu ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echo. This is a boy directly on the day of his bar mitzvah, bringing this down the name of the Balo Itor. Not even one day beforehand, because this is such a grave mitzvah over here. If you do it wrong, if you don't put on the tefillin properly and have anything wrong, it's such a terrible avera, yotza schar mev seidam. Therefore, only do this when the child is absolutely mechuyev. I mentioned many times, we'll say it again later in today's shir, but it's kedai to say now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's why women don't wear tefillin, because yotza schar mev seidam. A man shouldn't wear tefillin if he can't put them on properly, but a man doesn't have a choice, is mechuyev to. But a woman is not mechuyev as to, and therefore shouldn't put them on. And that's why we don't have a young boy, even though he's a bright young man, and otherwise we instruct him to do mitzvahs, we don't have them put him on, according to this Ramah, even one day before he's bar mitzvah, because it's too risky. The Chay Nagu, the Ramah says, this is the minog, the Ein Lishanos. We don't change this around. Somebody's not mechuyev to wear tefillin, we don't let them wear tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah does qualify this a little bit. In Sivkot and Yud, he writes, the Kodim Lekein Ein Manicha Lubosh Tefillin Afilu Mirtzah. We don't allow a younger boy before his bar mitzvah to wear tefillin, even if he wants to. The Bevada Ein Yodei Lishmat Tefillin, because it'd be impossible for him to wear them properly. And in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he says, when he say bar mitzvah boy, Haina Afilu Im Lo Hivi Shtei Saros. This is brought down the name of the Prima God. Even if he's not physiologically mature, so he's not a Godol Min HaTorah, but since he's a Godol chronologically by years, we allow him to put on tefillin once he's bar mitzvah. And he quotes then in Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Ramah said, V'chei Nagu, this is the Minog. He says, however, there is a little bit of a leniency over here. The Achsha of the Mishnah Berurah says, Nagu laniach shnayim o shlosho chadoshim kodim azman. We'll let a bar mitzvah boy in the month two or three before his bar mitzvah start putting on the tefillin. He brings this down in the name of the Morgan Avram, the Ayin and the Bir Halacha, which discusses this further. In the issue footnote number 12, he brings a lot of this down, and he brings down that the minhag is by many people 1 month beforehand, as the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. And the purpose of this is so the young child, when he does become a bar mitzvah, will have had a little bit of practice. Anybody who's ever watched a young boy putting on tefillin for the first time knows that it's almost impossible for him to do it properly, making no hefsek in between, and not talking in between, not knowing what to do. It's very difficult. So we need a little bit of a practice time, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months. They're different minhagim, and everybody should follow their minhag, but certainly not much before that. And in fact, some had the custom to only do it the day of the bar mitzvah and mitzvah shem for the next 107 years. The issue footnote 12 brings down interesting discussion from the Beis Shlomo and the Rash Halevi about a child who's born in Adar Rishon in a year that it's a Pashut year, and then he's bar mitzvah in the year when there's two Adars. What should a person do in terms of how many months beforehand he should put on the tefillin? Ayin Shom. The Bir Halacha goes through a discussion over here, what happens if you're not exactly sure about the age of the child, what you should do? Ayin Shom. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Cheirish ha-medaber v'eino shomea, o shomea v'eino medaber. A person who unfortunately is afflicted with some sort of a malady and he can't speak, he can only hear, or he can't hear, he can only speak. So these are also called the type of a cheirish, but they're obligated to wear tefillin. Chayv lo niach tefillin. However, if somebody is truly a mute and he's also a deaf person, eino shomea v'eino medaber, he's a cheirish in halacha, ein mochem yado v'anichem imrotzu. We still allow him to, he's not obligated to, but we allow such a person, if he's capable of watching the tefillin, to go and put on a pair of tefillin. In the issue footnote 13, he brings down that you're allowed to answer amen to a person who is a cheirish ha-medaber v'eino shomea, although it's questionable if a person is truly a true deaf mute, whether you'd be allowed to answer amen to whatever verbalization he's allowed to make. Finally, the Bir Halacha also has a discussion over here. Is the father obligated to purchase for his son tefillin, or is it adequate if he just gives him his own pair of tefillin after davening, or arranges a loan for another pair of tefillin? And in Dershu footnote 15, he brings down that it's not a problem of a Yerida in the Kedusha if a Gadol were to give his tefillin to a Katan. Interestingly, the Bir Halacha, and also discussed in Dershu footnote number 16, brings down that the Halacha by Lulav and Esrog might be different. Whereas by tefillin, one could be yotzei this by just lending the child a pair of tefillin. By Lulav and Esrog, ideally, the mitzvah chinuch is also to do the na'anuim during halal, so there would be preferable to have the child have his own set of Lulav and Esrog to do the na'anuim during the halal. This is a very important subject, but again, time constraints require us to go on, and now we begin Simon Lamed Ches, who is obligated in the mitzvah tefillin and who is potter in the mitzvah tefillin. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Cholim ayim potter mitzvah. If a person has intestinal illnesses, he's not able to keep his body clean, so that person is potter from wearing tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, Hu adin mishishoso mashkia mishalshel. This is true also if a person drank a potion that would make him have diarrhea. This would be the classical example of a person taking various laxatives before he undergoes an elective colonoscopy in order to clear out his bowel. So this would entail the person having a regular flow from his rectum, a diarrheal type of a discharge, and therefore this person is potter from wearing tefillin, even though he intentionally did this to himself. And Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason you're potter is mishum de tefillin boy gufnaki, a person needs to have a clean body, and obviously for whatever the reason, this person is incapable of having a clean body. In Sifkot and Gimel, he writes, you're potter from tefillin. Misha bital mitzvah tefillin machmas choli. Somebody didn't have the opportunity to put on tefillin because of his sickness, and now 30 days have passed. Rav lov shloshim yom shloi nicham. It's been 30 days since he's put on tefillin. He has this very bad intestinal problem, rachmona litzlan. When he does get better, kishachozer minicham, and he now puts them on, ain't tzarech levarach shech yonu, the person doesn't have to go make a shech yonu. In the issue footnote 1, he brings down the whole interesting question that we had discussed previously. Should a person make a shech yonu the first time he puts on tefillin? So the answer is, since this isn't a mitzvah that comes on a regular basis, it's a machlokas. And therefore, one shouldn't make the shech yonu unless one also has another reason to make the shech yonu, which is, for example, what I recommend to people is that when the young child puts on his tefillin for the first time as a bar mitzvah, he should also wear a new suit at that point in time, and this way the shech yonu goes on the new suit and the tefillin. For Shlomo Zalman came up with a very innovative additional way to fulfill this, and that is that you give the tefillin to the child as a present only on the day of his bar mitzvah. And this way, the act of getting the present, that's a very big reward for the child, a very big gain for the child. You can make a shech yonu on the matana of the tefillin. And therefore, you wear the tefillin on that day, you make the shech yonu for getting the tefillin and also as well for wearing the tefillin. You don't make a shech yonu technically if you purchase tefillin from yourself because of the concept of mitzvah slav lehanus nitnu, and therefore when you purchase tefillin from your own money, you technically don't have to make a shech yonu. And in these two ways that I just mentioned, the person can make the shech yonu, which he may have the great desire to do so, and not make a bracha levatola. The Ramah then adds, Hagah, afilu ein lo tzar. If a person's diarrhea, even though he's not in pain, he is potter from the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. However, avol shar chola im mitzar b'choyo ve'in da'atum yusheves alav potter v'im lav chayev. And in general, for anybody who is sick, if they're suffering from their sickness, they have horrible, severe pain, so then they can't put on tefillin properly because their mind isn't settled, so technically they're potter from tefillin as well. But if somebody happens to be sick, but he's able to put on tefillin, so then, if he doesn't have an intestinal problem, and he's just sick, nebuch rachmona litzlan, he still does have the chiyuv to put on tefillin. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes, if you have pain, afilum holech bishvakum ruchavos potter, even if you're not totally bedridden because of this pain, you're able to even walk around in the marketplace, you're technically potter if you have significant pain. However, and one shouldn't try to be machmir on himself if he has an intestinal problem and he has pain, even though he's able to be up a little bit. Ella, he should at least make sure, though, bishas kriyashma tfilo, he should at least have the tefillin on in kriyashma tfilo. We're talking here about not wearing them all day because he has pain and diarrheal illness. However, for that period of time of kriyashma tfilo, he certainly should put them on, as we will discuss momentarily in Sif Beis. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, you're potter, shemo mitol chatzar, because of the pain that you're suffering, yasich daitam him, it will take your mind off the tefillin, which is improper. But if the person thinks that he's capable of wearing them even outside of the davening and kriyat shema and shmona esrei, then he's allowed to. Mishalibo arum, if somebody's not wearing a shirt, the hainu sholech b'michnasayim levad, he's just wearing pants, ulamalu arum, he's bare-chested, and it's not talking about here that you're just walking about with an open type of a shirt, then such a person should not wear tefillin. The af levarech rashai kivin she'aravasu mechusa, because technically you are allowed to make the bracha, because as long as your erva is covered up, your genital area is covered up, you can make a bracha, as we'll learn in Siman Ayin Dalet. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, ein nochu shi magula libo v'yenech tefillin. It's improper to wear tefillin while you're bare-chested. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Misha bari lo she'ein yochol l'spala below hafacha. Somebody is certain that he's not able to daven, and he's going to pass gas during the davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav writes, Lafukim eino yodei bevera, as opposed to somebody who's not absolutely certain, then in that situation, bevada in levata lafilu tefila betzibar mishum zeh. If you're not certain that you're going to pass gas, so then you certainly shouldn't give up even tefila betzibar, and certainly not putting on your tefillin for that potential. It's only when you're certain that you're going to pass gas that these dinim apply. And it says Zion, he says, Davka Tfilah, we're talking here about Shemana Esrei, Mishum Duka Omid Lifnei HaMelech, because that's you standing directly in front of the king. So there, the Hafacha, the passing gas, is a terrible affront. Ugnayu Lamod L'Spalel, and it'd be a terrible embarrassment and a terrible degrading to daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and know that you're going to have to stop in the middle. Adash Shivsok B'Emtza Ad Sheyichla HaReach. You're going to pass gas and you have to wait there until the gas odor has passed. However, Aval B'Kriyashma B'Chosel Mutter, but for the Kriyashma and the Brachos of Kriyashma, it would technically be permitted Ach B'Li Tefillin, even not wearing Tefillin. So again, the Mechaber writes, Misha bari lo she'en yochol l'spala b'lo hafocha, if you're certain that you won't be able to stand Shemona Esrei without passing gas, mutav she'yavos man ha'tfila, better that you miss the time to daven, mimashi spala b'lo guf nochi, rather than davening and have to stop in the middle of the davening for certain when you're going to pass gas. The im yeruah elo shiuchal hamid atzmo b'guf nochi b'shatz kriyashma, if a person calculates that he is able to stand there for the time that it takes him to say kriyashma, albeit not the brachas of kriyashma, then what should he do? Yoniach tefillin bein avo l'kriyashma, put on your tefillin between the brach of avo rabba and saying kriyashma, and the yivarech, and put on the tefillin then with the bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches says that we'll learn the halachas of kriyashma later on in Siman Pei. In Sivkot and Tes, he says, you'll make the bracha on the tefillin, then say the Shema, and immediately take them off afterwards if you're not able to control yourself for a longer period of time. If a person is uncertain, what should he do? He thinks he can hold himself at least for the taking off the sharosh, but not for the taking off the shoyad. You are able to put both the shoyad and the sharosh on, and as long as you can get the sharosh off, that's at least the best you can do, because the sharosh is the more important aspect of not keeping your wearing the sharosh while you're passing gas. The shoyad, the Dirshu footnotes bring down that you can at least cover up your shoyad, or the shoyad doesn't have the same kiddush as the sharosh. The sharosh has the shem Hashem on the outside aspect, the shin, whereas the dalet and the yud aren't really kesiva. So therefore, at least if you can take off the sharosh, that's the ikker aspect of not wearing your tefillin while you're passing gas. So you shouldn't pass gas while you're wearing the shoyad. It's not as important as not wearing them while you're passing gas if you have the sharosh on. Others disagree, and the Mishnah Berurah says the prima godim is mefakik bazet. Says maybe it's better not to wear them if you can't take off both the shoyad and the sharosh. Dirshu footnote 2 brings down the sad situation of a person really has terrible intestinal illness and never be able to daven his entire life and never be able to put on tefillin his entire life, or he'd be embarrassed to be in shul without wearing talis and tefillin. So then he gives eights as how a person can get around this to maybe look like he's wearing tefillin, not to embarrass him because of covered abrios, don't have the tefillin in exactly the right place. So technically you're not wearing tefillin, but the person won't be embarrassed. You see from here the tremendous importance of covered abrios, how much we should try not to embarrass a person. Also, worse comes to worse during the saying of Kriyashma is not as significant as Shemoneh Esrei, because Shemoneh Esrei, you're literally standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kriyashma, you're Makayim Maseyu, as Ratzon Hashem Yisbaruch. By the saying of Shema, you're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but it's not the same thing as literally standing right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rachmon Atzlan passing gas. Now we go to Siv Gimel. This is one of the most important Sifim that we're going to learn. This is a contemporary issue. The Mechaber writes, Noshim v'avodim peturim mitfilin. Women, as well as an Eved Kenani, which we're not going to deal with because we don't have Eved Kenani today, but women aren't supposed to wear tefillin. Why? They're potter from tefillin and meishu mitzvah sasesh man grom, because this is a time-dependent mitzvah. And as we know, the only few time-dependent mitzvahs that there are, women are exempt from doing them. The Ramah adds, Hagor, v'manoshim rotzim l'achmel l'atzmon, Mochin biyodan, and if women wish to go and wear tefillin, we are supposed to prevent them from doing so. Mochin biyodan. We only have a little bit of time to discuss this. We'll try to do this as importantly and as fastly as possible. So Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sifkat and Yod. The same applies not only for women, Tumtum and Androgynous, Chayavim Mitzvillim, Misafi, Kichol HaMitzos. As opposed to women, a Tumtum and an Androgynous, a person of ambiguous genitalia, maybe they are a man, so they are Chayav to put on Tvillim because of the Sufik Daraisa that maybe they're a man, they have to put on Tvillim. Women are exempt in Sifkat and Yod Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, because this is the Mitzvah Sasishas Man Groma. Why is it a Mitzvah Sasishas Man Groma? Because on Shabbos and Yontif, Zman Tefillin, so that's why it's a time-dependent mitzvah. In Sifkot Yud Beis, he writes, Ayin in the Prima Godim, Shuadin Le'inyan Avodim, the same is true for Avodim, they don't wear Tefillin. One of the reasons, in Dershu footnote 9, there are many reasons brought down why Avodim don't wear it. One is because they would look down like a free person, they could be mistaken then for a regular free Yid, so therefore Avodim don't put it on. But what about women? So there's a famous Aruch HaShulch I mentioned earlier in this year, that we don't allow women to put on Tefillin. It's supposed to be Mochim Biyodim, because a man technically has a lot of problems if he puts on tefillin and he has passing gas, all the machshavos, impure thoughts, etc., that we learned about, we're still going to learn about, and therefore it's a terrible tragedy for a man who's putting on tefillin to do it incorrectly. But what can a man do? He has an obligation. And that's why we said we don't let a bar mitzvah boy put him on much before his bar mitzvah. Some don't even let him put it on at all before his bar mitzvah. Ay chinuch, there's tremendous importance of learning to put on tefillin, but we don't do this because yotzu schar mev say them, it's too dangerous. And that's the answer that the Aruch HaShulchan gives why we're mocha, we prevent women from putting on tefillin. It's something that's too dangerous. No matter how great and pure the woman is, there are too much of a risk involved in putting on tefillin. And therefore, only somebody who's obligated in putting on tefillin puts on tefillin. That's why we don't wear them all day long, even though technically you're supposed to, except for those rare individuals who are able to keep a clear mind and a clear body. It's unfortunate that this has become sometimes a cause celeb, that women want to put on tefillin, but they're putting it on for the wrong reasons. Even if they're doing it what they think is l'shem shamayim, this is not the halacha. This is something that's improper. And unfortunately, there's sometimes a misguided individuals that tell them, no, they're doing the right things. This is the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But clearly, the poskim say, this is not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so many other mitzvos that women can do that they should focus on and do properly. And in that way, they can help bring the geula. But to put on tefillin is something that clearly the poskim say is absolutely wrong and incorrect for the average woman to do. And mochin biyodim, that is the psak of the Ramah. And onohochim biyad haramah. We go and follow this psak, and we do not allow women to go put on tefillin. Sif Dalid, Haminiach Tefillin Tzarech Lizar Mihirur Tavas Isha. A person, a man who's putting on tefillin, has to be very careful not to have improper thoughts, improprieties, thinking about women while he's wearing the tefillin. Hagad, the Ramah adds, Vimiyav Shalom Below Hirurim, if a person can't control his mind, Mutar Shalom Anichem, better that he doesn't put on tefillin. Even a man, better he shouldn't put on tefillin if he can't control his thoughts. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudalid writes, why is this so? The ba'inon guf naki. A person has to have a clear body and a clear mind. Gam mimachshava ro, not even from improper thoughts. And that's why it's so important to only wear tefillin if you're absolutely required to. Tezvav. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Shalol anichem, don't put on tefillin. Umikom makom yireh b'chol ayicholus. A person should try as much as possible. He shouldn't use this as an exemption not to put on tefillin. Lachov is atzmo, to force himself, v'lim shol chalev liyirah shemayim, and to force himself to have pure thoughts, to have yirah shemayim, kidei lasiach hadas midiri havoy, to remove his mind from these horrible ideas, hamazikim laguf lanefesh, that destroy the body and destroy the spirituality of the person, the soul of the person, ulafanos halev, and to turn his heart away, lekabel of omachu shemayim, to turn his heart away from these improper thoughts, and to be mechavim towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omach u'shamayim, to accept upon himself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kedusha uvitahara, with holiness and with sanctity. That concludes today's shir.